The Taiwanese director Ang Lee has made several acclaimed films from Sense and Sensibility and The Ice Storm to Brokeback Mountain, for which he won the Oscar for Best Director. But his most recent film, Lust, Caution, received a lukewarm response when it came out here last fall. The film has just come out on DVD, and our critic at large, John Power, says it tells a story about China that could hardly be more timely.
How you feel about a movie often depends on where you're coming from, sometimes literally. A good example of this is Lust, Caution, which was treated here as a sex-laced espionage thriller. Most American critics found the movie dull. Too much caution and not enough lust, one of them joked. But on a recent trip to Asia, I discovered that nearly everyone there thought it was great. Lust, Caution was a huge hit, making 15 times as much money abroad as it did in the U.S. Now the movie's out on DVD in two versions, the NC-17 original and a less steamy R-rated cut. And if you haven't seen it, I think you'll find that the Asian audiences were right. But keep one thing in mind. While Lust, Caution does boast racy sex scenes worthy of Last Tango in Paris, this is not an action-packed spy thriller. Instead, like another Bertolucci movie, The Conformist, it unfolds slowly, even dreamily. What it's actually about is the gradually shifting consciousness of its heroine, an ordinary young woman caught in the whirlpool of history. The story takes place in Hong Kong and Shanghai during the Japanese occupation of World War II. The heroine is Wang Jiajie, we'll call her Miss Wang, played by a newcomer named Tang Wei. Miss Wang is a shy, aspiring actress who gets recruited into a resistance plot to assassinate a big-shot collaborator named Mr. Yi. He's played by the great Hong Kong actor Tony Leung. Miss Wang pretends to be the wife of an out-of-town tycoon, luring Mr. Yi into an affair that will make this cautious man vulnerable to a hit team. She follows the plan perfectly. Normally rather plain-looking, Miss Wang flowers into a ravishing creature who not only lets herself be lured into bed, but throws herself into their lovemaking with utter abandon. In fact, she performs the role of Mr. Yi's lover with such conviction that she runs the risk of forgetting who she really is. It's a confusion of identity that threatens disaster. The question is, disaster for whom? Lust, Caution is based on a story by Eileen Chang, perhaps the most worldly Chinese fiction writer of the last century. I'd recommend her collection of stories from the 40s called Love in the Fallen City. Chang focused on characters, especially women, whose identities become unmoored because of their mercurial desires and because of society's rapidly changing values, modernity's head-on collision with Chinese tradition. Chang's heroines are forever playing roles that don't fit their real selves and are often quite illicit. All this role-playing makes Chang's work ideal for the Taiwanese-born director Ang Lee, a quiet, seemingly square man who is actually a sneaky radical. He's not a gaudy stylist like Bertolucci or Paul Thomas Anderson, nor is he an overt troublemaker like Michael Moore. But he constantly pushes the envelope of what's expected and accepted, whether it's bringing kung fu into the Western mainstream with Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, or making Brokeback Mountain, a matter-of-fact love story about two cowboys. In Lust, Caution, Lee pushes against two Chinese taboos. The obvious one is erotic. Lee clearly wants to open up sexual themes to Chinese audiences. But he also wants to expand political freedom by telling a story that challenges party mythology about the national history. All these years later, the government still wants to bury the fact that some Chinese, like Mr. Yi, collaborated with the Japanese. Of course, there's a risk to annoying party commissars, even in this year when China is using the Olympics to put on its best face. Just as the fictional Miss Wang gets into trouble by playing someone she isn't, so the real-life actress Tang Wei has gotten in trouble for playing Miss Wang. Charged with being lewd and politically incorrect, she's been banned by her government. The mainland will no longer show Tang's movies or commercials. She's a cosmetic spokeswoman. And the press has been told not to mention her name. All this shows yet again that the Chinese government is still often painfully, even ridiculously, repressive. But it's important to realize that the government isn't the whole story about China, which is changing even faster today than it was in Eileen Chang's time. The underlying truth is that people there liked Lust, Caution. They flocked to it in theaters and bought it on bootleg DVDs. One young idealist even tried to sue the government for trimming the sex scenes. While party apparatchiks may be on top for now, it's the people, including sneaky rebels like Ang Lee, who are actually leading China into the future.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.